Ephesians 2:3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. If we who are born again are ever tempted to look down our long noses at a sinful world, we ought to remember the theme of this verse. Many believers today are outraged by the sins of a generation without Christ. We should instead remember our own lives without Him. Christians should never be surprised that lost people engage in gross sin with no conscience or remorse. They are simply walking in slavery to the desires of the flesh and of the mind. This is not an excuse for anyone to do wrong. It is a simple fact that should prompt us to do more witnessing than protesting. Sinners saved by grace are not better than other sinners. We are simply capable of recognizing evil and avoiding it. Even these capabilities cannot be used to elevate our sense of self-righteousness, because they are provided exclusively by God's Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.